Welcome to the chapel of King's College Cambridge, where on this Good Friday we're about to hear a performance of one of the great choral favourites of the Romantic era, Verdi's setting of the Requiem. If you've listened to this Good Friday broadcast from King's in previous years, you'll know that the forces assembled under the chapel's breathtaking fan vaulting have become something of a tradition in themselves. The Philharmonia Chorus, Chorus Master Gavin Carr, the BBC Concert Orchestra, leader Nathaniel Anderson Frank, conducted by the Director of Music at King's, Stephen Clebury. The soloists tonight are the soprano, Gwyneth Ann Rand, to whom we're very grateful for taking over at short notice from Eilish Tynan, who's indisposed, the mezzo, Jennifer Johnson, the tenor, Brendan Gunnell, and the bass, James Platt. This is a very special occasion for King's, since it's the last Good Friday concert to be conducted here by Stephen Clebury, who's been director of music for an astonishing 37 years. Verdi's Requiem is a work which invites us to ponder the force and mystery of our existence. Verdi was a man of great spirituality, but as his wife Giuseppina put it, a very doubtful believer. Like Brahms's German Requiem, written 5 years earlier, Verdi's Requiem Mass is a deeply religious work written by a great sceptic. It was Verdi who first proposed that the leading Italian composers of the day should collaborate on a setting of the Requiem Mass to mark Rossini's death in 1868. He wrote the Libera Me section. But that project foundered. Then, 5 years after Rossini's death, the impulse to complete the Mass around that movement came when the writer and fervent supporter of Italian independence and reunification, Alessandro Manzoni, died. The Requiem is Verdi's only large-scale work not intended for the stage. It's unashamedly, uninhibitedly theatrical in style, with passages of great tenderness and simplicity contrasting with searingly powerful dramatic sections. This music Verdi composed to one or two men for whom he had the greatest respect begins in an atmosphere of hushed reverence, but the movement blossoms into music of almost unimaginable sweep and grandeur, which wouldn't be altogether out of place in an opera house, with a solemn fugue for the chorus on the words Te Decet Hymnus, a hymn shall be sung to thee, O Lord, in Zion. The greatest moment of dramatic contrast comes at the end of the first long, mainly slow movement, as the repeated pleas of the Kyrie for the Lord to have mercy upon us die away. Then, in the Dies Irae, by far the largest of the seven pieces of his Requiem, Verdi famously unleashes a terrifying storm, an explosion of force and rage in his vision of the day of wrath, with hair-raising thunderbolts hurled in by the bass drum. Later on, Verdi raises the temperature with a quartet of offstage trumpets in the Tuba Mirum, the last trump of the Day of Judgment. Then the focus changes from the vast panorama of this apocalyptic vision as one by one the soloists offer individual perspectives on the end of the world. The Requiem ends with the music out of which everything else grew, Verdi's original setting of the plea for deliverance, Libera Me. And now that applause, greeting to perform Verdi's Requiem, the soloists, soprano Gwyneth Ann Rand, mezzo Jennifer Johnson, tenor Brendan Gunnell, and bass James Platt, with the conductor, Stephen Clebury.